Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran, number 6, to use perfume. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. This, as we know, is two verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. And in a nutshell, we are not doing the entire tafsir of the Surah Al-Fatiha, but in a nutshell, at the beginning, Allah Ta'ala is praised. And then after that, a person makes a dua, Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim, guide us on the straight path, guide us to the straight path, make us walk the straight path. And the first point we need to understand, the Ameen we say at the end, when the Imam Sahib, if he is reading loudly, then he says, Waladhalin, and we say Ameen. And saying Ameen is very virtuous there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, the gist of a hadith is that the angels, they also say Ameen at that time. And if a person's Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angels, what does it mean coincide? That means he says it at the correct time. When the Imam Sahib says, Waladhalin, if he says Ameen, then his past sins are forgiven. So when the Imam is saying Ameen, or a person is reciting himself, in his own salah, he recites Waladhalin, then saying Ameen, then that Ameen is said as for this dua, that guide us on the straight path. Now this is an extremely comprehensive dua. Everything to do with deen is in there. So you can imagine. But for dua has to be done from the heart. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala does not accept the dua of a person whose heart is negligent. So if we try to pay a little bit of attention, and whenever either the Imam Sahib says, recite Surah Fatiha, or we are reciting Surah Fatiha, we recite with our heart and mind this dua, either we recite it with concentration, or if we listen to it with concentration, and when the time comes to say Ameen, we say with concentration, then not five times, every single rakat, so many times a day you are reciting this dua, it is impossible that Allah Ta'ala will not keep you on the straight path. So that is the first thing that we need to take away. Let us make a point of doing this. In fact, in the hadith, it comes that whenever a person in salah, he recites this verse, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. Allah Ta'ala is not like us. He has the ability to respond to every person separately. Millions of people say it at the same time. So Allah, when a person recites this verse, Allah Ta'ala responds. How does he respond? He says, وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, I will grant my servant what he is asking for. See, there are some, our deen is, in one sense, deen is difficult. Difficult meaning that you have to sacrifice your desires. But in another sense, it is easy. It is easy meaning there are easy little routes like this. Now, it's not difficult. A bit of concentration. If you focus and you make it a target, maybe at least 3-4 times a day, with concentration, you will listen to this, or you will read this and you will say Ameen. So even 3-4 times a day, this dua of yours is going, Allah Ta'ala is responding, He is accepting. That will help you in your deen so much. That is the first point. Now, just one point I want to mention about this verse. Guide us on the straight path. Now this is the first place, As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path is being mentioned in the whole Quran. The first place, on the first page. And the first time you mention something, you give a definition for it. The first time I mentioned Ismail Bhai, I will give it. Who is Ismail? Ismail Bhai is the person who carries out this duty at the masjid, for example. If you are. So the first time, Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah Ta'ala should define Sirat al-Mustaqim. But Allah Ta'ala defines Sirat al-Mustaqim here, the straight path, in a very unique way. He says, what is the straight path? He doesn't give a definition at all. He says, the straight path is the path of the people who I have favored. And who are these? Another verse mentions that they are the prophets, the siddiqeen, the extremely pious people, as-saliheen, the pious people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first time He mentions the straight path, instead of giving a definition, this is the straight path. The straight path is what is found in the Quran and Hadith. The straight path is what is mentioned in this other verse of the Allah Ta'ala says, the straight path is the path of these certain people. What does that tell us? That if a person wants to stray on the straight path, one is he will have to make a dua. The other thing he will have to do is find the people who are on the straight path and stick with them. Our deen functions differently to any other system of knowledge, any other system of training. In our deen, individuals are extremely important. And this, especially in our time, because in our time, every people, other systems are going online. Other forms of education are going online. So people think deeni education can also happen online. So whether that is maktab, whether that is alim class, something, our deen is different. Our deen works heart to heart. Our deen works heart to heart. And that is why the first place in Allah Ta'ala mentions the straight path. He mentioned that what is the straight path? How are you going to know the straight path? Find the people who are already on the straight path. Stick with them. Follow them. If you are ignorant in something, ask them. Their company, their words, that is what will keep you on the straight path. And experience tells us that. From day one, the people who stayed, who adopted the company of, spent time with, made a point of taking knowledge, physically being with the people on the straight path, they are the people who stayed on the straight path. And in fact, experience tells us that those people who were stronger in this quality, they were further ahead in deen. And those people who were lower in this quality, they were further away in deen. If you want to, then in our time, I know it's very easy nowadays to listen to a bayan online from home. And those some people are forced to be benefiting from home, women, people who are ill. Allah Ta'ala will grant, Allah Ta'ala is all merciful, He can grant them everything they need. But those of us who are able to, we should physically spend time with such people. And it doesn't have to be ulama. Ulama, pious ulama, and other pious people who follow in the footsteps of the ulama, even benefit from their company. Meaning, make a point of, when you get a chance, spend some time with them. This will keep you on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give myself, and thereafter all of us, a tawfiq to practice among this.